Well, hello everyone, and here we are, and I'm delighted to be here and see names, new and familiar names on the chat. So meditation could be seen as a special place, kind of unique, if you'd like, where for the duration of the meditation, you are forgiven for everything. And then for the duration of the meditation, that you don't have to bring the past with you. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to be under the burden of it. If you think it's useful to do that, then think wisely, and maybe it is sometimes, but you're really allowed to put it aside, kind of as if you're forgiven. And then imagine that for this meditation, you're going to meditate from the most ethical place that you know, the place that you know where you're least inclined to cause any harm to anyone, intentionally or unintentionally, least inclined to be mean or spiteful, or least inclined to be greedy. This is what I would call the most wholesome place that we know. Maybe in English we could say the most ethical place. And to assume that stance, assume that place that you might know already, or that you intuit, or that you have some vague feeling for, a place where you, maybe the ethical source for yourself. And from there, that place, meditate on your breathing. That place, as if you're, that's kind of like the center of it all, then gaze upon your experience. Be mindful of your breathing and whatever else is going on. So assuming a posture even, that maybe is a posture of being confident in your ethics, at least for these minutes of the meditation. Before and after is a whole other story. But for this time, to sit upright or meditate in a way that you feel reassured in your ethical stance. And gently close your eyes. And without breathing deeply, just breathing simply, maybe tenderly, breathe with whatever ethical sensibility, sense, feeling that might be here for you. Just here and now. Perhaps as you exhale, to relax any holding in your body. Any holding from the busyness or activity of life or of the mind. And to relax the body as a way of relaxing both the body and the mind. Relaxing the belly, softening in the belly. Relaxing in the chest. And as you relax and feel the relaxation, begin the process of quieting the mind and relaxing, softening around the shoulders. Also softening, relaxing in the face, the cheeks, around the eyes, and perhaps softening, relaxing the brain itself, or the thinking mind. Softening, thinking mind. If the thinking mind, if thinking are waves in the mind, letting those waves flatten out so the mind becomes more like a flat surface of a quiet lake, broad and peaceful. And now, take a few moments to see if you can connect to some place in your body that holds or manifests, expresses a feeling for being ethical, place where there's appreciation for the absence of tension that comes when we're not hateful or greedy, mean, critical. The absence of contraction or tension. The absence of fever or agitation. Perhaps the presence of some sense of ease or openness, peacefulness. Some sense maybe of care, respect, valuing of others. And if there's a place in your body that this is associated with, breathe with that place. Breathe with that. Breathe through it. And let that place be a support. A mutual support with settling in with your breathing. Settling in to accompany your breathing one breath at a time. Letting the thinking mind get quieter. Maybe with every exhale, letting go of thoughts. Settling in. With the ethical goodness that lives within you. whatever you're aware of in meditation, see if you can be aware of it in a wholesome way, in the place of wholesome or ethical wholesomeness. Each thing, meeting it without, in it with a dedication to cause no harm to oneself or anything else. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to once again take a few moments here to see if you can sit quietly, acceptingly, of your own wholesome core, the place inside that's the source of an ethical life, a motivation to attempt to not cause harm to others and to oneself. And to appreciate that for this meditation, we're sitting in a wide circle of community, of people who are touching in, considering their own core of goodness, their ethical core of non-harming. And what a unique thing to be in relationship to such a large group of people with a similar, maybe similar orientation for these minutes. And may it be that the connection we have to our ethical core, that it's a place that we stay close to so that we can go through the world in a way that supports the welfare and well-being of others. Supports other people's feeling of safety and support. And maybe even is a catalyst for other people to recognize their own ethical core, one that's so easy to lose touch with in the busyness and activities of life, challenges of life. May it be that our practice today spreads from us as a catalyst for the welfare and happiness of others that can come when we treat each other with respect and kindness and dedication to non-harming. May no beings be harmed. May no beings be disrespected. May no beings be marginalized or diminished in value. May all beings be happy and safe, peaceful. And may they live in such a way that they breathe easily and freely, and that their hearts can sail, fly on the winds of freedom.